Music Box presenter Sandra Gare joins me now to talk about a special month and some special programmes to mark this month. It's Black History Month, which marks achievements and contributions of Black people in the UK. For anyone, first of all, this is a chance to plug Music Box. We never know if we've got new listeners. Tell us about Music Box and then what Black History Month means to you, please, Sandra.
Music Box is a programme which airs Monday and Sunday evenings from 7 and also Sunday mornings at 8. Predominantly a classical show, but it has classical and modern music in it. So if you've never heard it before, you'll hear a lot of orchestral pieces, a lot of opera singers, pianists, string quartets and flautists, a lot of, you know, pared down chamber music as well. And you'll definitely hear a lot of singing. I mean, I'm a soprano singer and I was classically trained at the Royal College of Music, just a sort of side plug about myself. But the main thing about Music Box is its connection to our own culture. So I might play a bit of a symphony and you might recognize it as something from an ad you've been hearing last night or a TV show or a movie. So there's an awful lot of that. I play stuff from ads, I play stuff ballets, and then things which sound a bit more modern, maybe, that will have a sort of classical history behind it. So I'm always linking back to now, even though some of it is easily 400 years old. It's as relevant as it was then.
Talk about Black History Month.
Well, Black History Month began a few decades ago in the UK. It is celebrated in different countries, and in America it is a different month, but in the UK it began as an awareness raising idea, just to bring to the forefront some things that people may or may not know about Black people and achievements.
1987 it started.
Yeah, and one comment from a child at the time struck me. He said that it made him feel proud to be a Black person. And it struck me because I thought, well, what's he feeling the rest of the time? So for that month, he could actually feel at home about things. And I don't go into much detail specifically in the Music Box about people outside music, because it's Music Box. But, you know, everyone's heard of Florence Nightingale, but not everyone will know about Mary Seacole, who is more or less the Black equivalent. There's loads of people who aren't mainstream famous who probably should be, in my view anyway. You know, I was born in Zambia, I wasn't born here, but I live in Britain and I acknowledge that there's a lot of wonderful people who were born in Britain doing extraordinary things. But there are also people from other countries on the other side of the equator who have done extraordinary things.
Now, you've marked Black History Month in the past. What have you got in store this year? There's four special programmes. What have we got to look forward to?
There are. Every episode has music from African artists or of African heritage. So that can be, you know, people from Africa directly. You'll hear myself. But there's also stuff from people who are African-American and people who you wouldn't necessarily think of as having African heritage, especially from the sound. So some of the music is going to be very different from the usual Music Box sound. Now, that won't mean anything to you if you've never heard the show before, but it's going to sound less orchestral, fewer big symphonic sounds, and it's, some of it is going to be more obvious that this is from Kenya or this is from Ghana. And then there's other things by African or of African descent composers who have written in the classical style, but you wouldn't know unless I told you. So that's basically it. And then in general, there's a film segment. So there's bits from different movies in the show. And I do highlight some issues around what people have to face who are not necessarily white.
Do you think Black people are represented fairly in classical music?
It's getting better. So it was rather bad, you know, a decade or two decades ago, but there are different programs highlighting different works, you know, from people of African descent, but of other ethnic minorities as well. And I'm ashamed to say that before I started celebrating Black History Month on the show, I didn't necessarily try that hard to find African composers of classical music. You know, the other side of maybe 2012 or 2011, I just didn't really think about it. It didn't even occur to me. And I'm a Black person saying that.
And what about these four special shows then? What have you got in store for us?
So the programme, it starts on October the 5th. I mean, Music Box is all year round anyway, but the Black History Month shows start from October the 5th onwards, and expect lots of wonderful music from people from Africa or of African descent. And that's composers and or performers, sometimes both in the same track. We've even got conductors and so on, and definitely some meaty ideas from movies.
Well, Sandra, we look forward to these shows. Music Box presenter Sandra Gare, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.